2248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Locally grown radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Rocket Mortgage.
I'm Peter King in Orlando. It's been an afternoon of major developments for investigations into the Capitol insurrection. Special Counsel Jack Smith has just subpoenaed officials in Wisconsin, Michigan, Arizona, and Pennsylvania for communications with or involving former President Donald Trump, his campaign aides, and allies involved in the attempt to overturn the results of the 2020 election. And correspondent Scott McFarland says the House committee is sending criminal referrals to the Justice Department.
One January 6 committee member says a criminal referral or referrals will be expected potentially in the coming days. A referral from this committee is advisory. It's an opinion. It's not binding on the U.S. Justice Department to file charges, but it comes at the end of an 18-month unprecedented investigation with hundreds of interviews.
All of that happening as the police officers who defended the Capitol are honored for their bravery and heroism. CBS's Allison Keys.
The Congressional Gold Medals will be placed in four locations to honor the hundreds of officers who fought rioters that beat police officers and sprayed them with chemicals. One of them, Capitol Police Officer Brian Sicknick, collapsed and later died. His brother, Ken, refused to shake the hands of Republican Senate and House leaders, telling CBS,
"They have no idea what integrity is."
The ceremony comes as House Democrats rush to finish a probe into the insurrection. Allison Keys, CBS News, Washington.
The man accused of killing five people and wounding more than a dozen more at an LGBTQ nightclub in Colorado Springs faces hundreds of charges.
The charges include 10 counts of first-degree murder, each of which carries a maximum sentence of life in prison without the possibility of parole. District Attorney Michael Allen.
When you file 305 counts in a case, that tells the public, this community, in this nation, that we are taking this case as serious as we possibly can.
Anderson Lee Aldridge is accused of entering the Club Q gay nightclub wearing body armor, then opening fire with an AR-15 style rifle. 17 others were wounded. He is also accused of hate crimes. Steve Futterman, CBS News.
CBS's Aaron Navarro is in Norcross, Georgia, where he says voters are glad the U.S. Senate runoff race is finally ending.
They think it'll be close. I sense that more Warnock supporters are cautiously optimistic compared to Walker ones, but that's the general mood right now.
Duke Energy says it hopes to have all the power back on in Moore County, North Carolina, by Thursday after a shooting attack on a pair of power substations. These people are among those taking advantage of emergency shelters with heat.
My house, there's no power, no service, so all the food in my fridge has gone bad.
It's bad. What happened? Bad.
The Dow is down 440 points. This is CBS News.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage. Whether you're looking to purchase a new home or refinance yours, Rocket Mortgage can help you get there. For home loan solutions that fit your life, Rocket can.
Do you know what people see when they Google you? Search engines don't always get it right, and when they're wrong, it's your reputation on the line. So what do you do when you don't agree with your search results? Call Reputation Defender at 800-401-6681. Reputation Defender by Norton is one of the most trusted names in online reputation repair. We have over a decade of experience in fixing people's search results, and we can help you too. Using cutting-edge approaches, Reputation Defender pushes unflattering information down to lower pages of your search results, where few people ever look. We also promote the good stuff so that it rises to the top, letting you put your best foot forward. Your good name is too valuable to leave to the whims of a Google algorithm. You owe it to yourself to take control with Reputation Defender. Visit www.reputationdefender.com or call 800-401-6681 for free advice on your situation. 800-401-6681. That's 800-401-6681.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
For Civic Media, I'm Melissa Kay with your local news update. Here is a list of upcoming meetings in the listening area for Wednesday, December 7th. In Wood County, the Conservation, Education, and Economic Development Committee will meet at 9 a.m. at the courthouse in Room 114. The Portage County Solid Waste Management Board meeting will be at 12:30 on Wednesday. The Healthcare Center Committee will meet at 4:30 p.m. at the Portage County Annex Conference Room 5. And the Public Library Board of Trustees will also meet at 4:30 in Conference Rooms 1 and 2. The regular meeting of the Board of Park Commissioners will take place at 6:30 p.m. in the Community Room in Stevens Point. In Adams County, the Public Safety and Judiciary Committee will meet from 9 to 11 a.m. The Drainage Board regular and annual meeting will take place from 10 a.m. to noon. The Board of Adjustment will meet from 10:30 a.m. to noon. And the Planning and Zoning Committee will meet from 3 to 6 p.m. And that's the news update on your locally grown radio station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows dip down to about 18 tonight under mainly clear skies, southwesterly winds around 5 miles per hour. Daytime highs approaching 34. Tomorrow, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Lows dip down to about 16. Tomorrow night, mainly clear skies. A dusting of snow Thursday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 31.
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news talk and sports is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you statewide on Civic Media. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits, and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. We're going right to the front lines of history in the making. And a big piece of it was made 5 minutes before we went on the air just now. Just was announced. The jury in New York came back guilty on all counts against the Trump Organization for tax fraud. Breaking as we came on the air, New York jury, remember, had been out for 2 days on the tax fraud trial against the Trump Organization, the Trump companies, came back with guilty on all counts. Now, let me tell you what that's about, but also what the ramifications are. The Trump Organization was prosecuted criminally. There were no individuals prosecuted. In other words, Trump wasn't, his family wasn't, although they still could be. What does it mean when a corporation, what does it mean when a corporation is prosecuted criminally? You can't put a corporation in jail, but you can fine it massively. You can suspend its licenses to do business in that state. And a felony conviction goes on its record. It's not going to get certain contracts. If that happened in the securities industry, it would result in their not being able to list securities. It'll hurt when it comes to trying to borrow money from a federally insured bank and so forth. Ellen Weisselberg, the CFO, the chief financial officer, the main numbers guy, pled guilty to crimes, tax fraud crimes himself. And for his testimony, they gave him a very light sentence. He only has to serve under a year, which is very light for tax fraud. Here's the deal. Here's what they did. The Trump Corporation would provide apartments for him in New York. Mercedes-Benz cars, very expensive cars and apartments. Whether you're paying rent or whether you're paying buying a condo and paying fees to the condo association, it's a lot of money in New York City, in a fancy good neighborhood. So what they did is that was his compensation. That was part of his compensation. He was well compensated otherwise. What they should have done, if they wanted to do, buy the guy a $3 million apartment or pay a condo association fees of 10 grand a month. They also paid the tuition for his kids in college. And, you know, tuitions in private colleges now can go a lot of money. It could go with room and board, it could be, you know, 50, 60, 70, 80 grand. And a Mercedes, a brand new Mercedes, costs a lot of money. So he was getting all this stuff, free tuition at private colleges for his kids, housing in New York, cars, millions of dollars, really millions of dollars in compensation. Trump wasn't doing this because, well, he was a nice guy and he would have picked any guy off the street to send his kid to college, get him a fancy condo in New York and buy him a Mercedes. I mean, it wouldn't happen. So Alan Weisselberg did not report that as income on his income tax returns, and he should have. There are a lot of rules on that. You've got to make sure you check with your employer. If they give you health care, for instance, you don't have to declare that as income. But if they give you a car and it's not used for company work, that's part of your income. You see what I mean? Well, this guy got a ton of dough over the years and wasn't declaring his income. But the company that does it is also committing a felony. Why is that? Because they're not paying payroll taxes. If you give somebody compensation, a salary, say you get a salary where you work, your company is paying payroll taxes. That goes to the government. Here, the government, federal and state, got cheated at a payroll taxes from the Trump Organization and income taxes from Alan Weisselberg. And there was speculation, that jury was out for 2 days. There was speculation that if they came back and acquitted Trump, the Trump Organization, that the feds were unhappy with the testimony that came in through Weisselberg. He was trying to protect Trump. So he'd say certain things, and I assume he didn't lie because that would be perjury, but he wasn't exactly the most willing witness in the world. And they were kind of ticked, and they could have gotten him on other stuff. Now he probably has a get-out-of-jail-free card because this is a major prosecution. The short-term consequences are that the Trump Organization has to pay a fine. It'll be in the neighborhood of $1.7 million. The Attorney General could bring an action to make sure that they can't do business in New York for 5 years, 3 years. They could impose that they can't buy real estate because this is a real estate company in New York for 5 years, 3 years, or whatever. Now, if they go to a bank for loans, a bank may not lend money to a felon. This company is now a felon company. However, the banks didn't lend them much money anyway because Trump had defrauded them so often that they were getting their money, the Trump Organization was getting their money from Russian oligarchs and some foreign banks, Deutsche Bank and the Bank of Cyprus. This is a criminal organization. The longer term effect, there are two longer term effects. One is every day that I pick up the paper, it's getting harder and harder for Trump to run for president. I mean, you steal nuclear secret documents, hide them, defy a subpoena, load them on an airplane to get them somewhere else. You won't tell anybody why you're doing this. What foreign agents are you showing this to? A number of our FBI and CIA agents were exposed and executed from some of our enemies in the year after Trump left the presidency. That's got to be investigated. If Trump had no part of that, fine, but come on. Come on. Who saw these secret documents? And even if they didn't have the agents' names on them, they had information on them that everybody would know. Well, there's only five guys who would know that in our country, and four of them are solid. It's the other guy. You see what I mean? That's the kind of thing with this guy that happens. The other thing is that Trump right now is in serious trouble. In New York is in serious danger of being criminally prosecuted himself. You know, you have Merrick Garland, who semi-chickened out, gave it to Jack Smith, the special counsel, to decide whether to go after him for the things that Garland had, especially the classified documents. And Jack Smith is a tough prosecutor, and he may do it. But that's a lot of pressure on one guy when you get death threats and all that. And the Manhattan DA, Alvin Bragg, I don't have much use for the guy. And he decided not to go after Trump on this. And two senior prosecutors quit, said they should have. But he let them go after the company, and he let them go after Alan Weisselberg, the CFO, the chief financial officer. And Alan Weisselberg pled guilty. And now a jury has come back and found the Trump organization, all the Trump companies, guilty on all counts. Alvin Bragg may suddenly develop some Dutch courage. He may get up on his hind legs and say, well, if it's this easy, maybe I should go after Trump. Maybe I can go after Trump. And am I saying that just off the top of my head? No, I'm not. Because several days before this jury verdict came in, there's word out of the Manhattan DA's office that they were relooking at Trump. And that means that Alvin Bragg had to sign off on it. I said it before, I'm going to say it again. Cyrus Vance was a great DA in Manhattan. He wanted to run for re-election, but Manhattan is pickled. New York is pickled in identity politics. And Cyrus Vance was, you know, like a typical establishment type of guy. He couldn't have won. So eight people ran, all on identity politics platforms. And Alvin Bragg managed to sneak his way in. He's not an impressive guy. And frankly, he hasn't done a good job up till now. He's been going easy on Trump. He didn't prosecute this case, by the way. Experienced prosecutors in his office prosecuted this case. But Alvin Bragg may look at this thing. And I think he may. And he go, hey, we managed to bag Alan Weisselberg. Hey, we managed to bag the entire Trump organization. Hey, who was the guy that signed the checks for Alan Weisselberg's tuition for his kids, his Mercedes, and also for some of his for his apartment? It was Donald Trump, because the chief financial officer did not want to sign the check for himself. That would look like self-dealing. So Donald Trump signed them, at least some of them. Well, how much courage do you need, Bragg, if you have a circumstance where a company has been criminally prosecuted and found guilty on all counts for avoiding payroll taxes and helping an employee avoid income taxes and paying very substantial expenses, tuitions, cars, and apartments? And the guy that received it and defrauded the government on income tax has already pled guilty, and the company's been convicted on doing it. Well, how about the head of the company who signed?
If you've been listening, you know you can get your free credit report at annualcreditreport.com. But how do you use it? Paying attention to key pieces of information on the report, including your personal information, open credit accounts, and credit inquiries, can help you not only understand your credit standing and catch any errors, but regularly checking your credit report may also help you identify potential fraud or identity theft. Everyone is entitled to a free credit report from each of the three main credit bureaus once every 12 months. Yet only one in three Wisconsin adults actually obtain the report each year. An easy way to remember to check your report is to simply mark your calendar. Picking dates like February 2nd or 2-2 make it even easier to remember. Go to annualcreditreport.com to get started with your free credit report, and don't forget to keep listening for more tips. This message has been brought to you by the United Way of Southwood and Adams County's Financial Stability Coalition.
All over America, people are taking the national radon test. Have you? Answer true or false. Radon is a radioactive gas. True.
I didn't know that, no.
True or false? The Office of the Surgeon General recommends that all homes be tested for radon. True, your home should be tested. True or false, radon is the second leading cause of lung cancer. True.
I'm gonna dial the number and call.
1-800-SOS-RADON.
Keep your family safe from radon. Call now.
1-800-SOS-RADON.
Hello, music lovers. Tim the Polka Guy here to let you know the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show is moving to a new time slot. 12 noon every Saturday. So join me for the best in old-time music every Saturday at 12 noon right here on the new WFHR 97.5 FM and AM 1320.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Protect yourself from a natural disaster. Sign up for local alerts, prepare an emergency kit, and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Slight chance for scattered rain showers tonight, otherwise overcast skies. Lows dip down to about 30, northwest winds around 5 miles an hour. High temperatures reach up to 40. Tomorrow, cloudy skies expected. Lows level off around 27. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies. A dusting of snow Thursday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 36 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Butler to Windlake. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Go right to the lines. Jack of Merrimack, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Jack?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I thought that tax fraud, particularly federal tax fraud, which this would seem to apply to, was a federal crime. Only New York can ban this business from continuing? I mean, this goes far beyond a local state crime. The second thing I wanted to mention is I thought that Weisselberg or one of the execs in that Trump organization testified under oath that Trump knew exactly what was going on and approved it. If he doesn't get prosecuted on this, I don't know, you know, there's so many things, but this has certainly got to be one of the easiest ones.
Yeah, Jack, good points, and let me answer both of them. Number one, tax fraud in this case is absolutely federal and state. However, the state had probably a bigger share of it, of the interest in this, and here's why. Another thing that Trump would do would be he would give separate valuations to the state for tax purposes on buildings and to into banks when he wanted money. And let me give you an example. Let's say he has a skyscraper that's worth $100 million. And when I say $100 million, that's a value that, you know, you go out on the market and you talk to a bunch of commercial realtors, what would you list it at, and comparables and all that, $100 million. He would on his tax returns for the purpose of paying property taxes say it was worth $25 million. And if he went to the bank, he'd say it's worth $150 million. And you know, look, that's an example. I'm not suggesting that that's the exact figure he used, but that's what he'd do. He'd lowball it for tax purposes and highball it for banking purposes, because the banks, if they're going to lend money, want to see, you know, a lot on the balance sheet, you know, a lot of collateral. So in any event, That would be state, you know, state property taxes. In addition, of course, there's payroll taxes and other taxes. And so very frequently, when the state and the federal government are both defrauded, one defers to the other. And the federal government in this case, just think for a moment what they got on them. They got the insurrection, ginning that up. They got the classified documents. They have in Atlanta extorting Raffensperger, Brad Raffensperger, telling him he could be criminally prosecuted if he doesn't forge 11,000 votes. And then the whole fake elector scheme. I mean, the thing is, your body's all over the landscape. So what happened here is the local prosecutors took on, and that, by that I mean state prosecutors, took on the tax fraud that both they and the federal government had an interest in. They're not going to get prosecuted by both. They go with one as the lead prosecutor. The second thing that Jack brought up is true. There were at least one witness in the trial that said that Trump knew what was going on. There's no doubt in my mind he knew what was going on. He signed a check. You know, look, I don't care if you're a big businessman, that kind of thing. You don't sign a check for that kind of money and don't go, what is this for? What is this for? That's pretty rudimentary. Weisselberg, though, and I didn't follow all of Weisselberg's testimony, but I think he was trying to protect Trump and his kids. And so Weisselberg may have weaseled on that part of it, whether Trump knew, although obviously as CFO, he speaks for the company, and therefore the company has committed a felony. So I do not think that the book has been written on this one, Jack. I do not, like I said in the first segment, I think it's very possible, in fact, likely, that Alvin Bragg will go now after Trump. Because, yes, there was some testimony about that. And, yes, there's a signature on some checks. They have real evidence. And then Trump would have to get on the stand, if he got on the stand. And if he gets on the stand, he's in a heck of a lot of trouble because, you know, why did you value these buildings at this and not that? And why did you sign? I don't know. I don't know anything. They put paper in front of me. Nobody's going to believe that. Nobody's going to believe it. The other thing about that, and this is important to think about, is Alvin Bragg is a human being, and he is not the most courageous human being in the world, and he was afraid of Trump. Every time you pick up the paper today, people become less afraid of Trump. He says we should terminate the Constitution. He steals documents. Guys get killed. Agents get killed, and he won't talk about who he gave these documents to, blah, blah, blah. I mean, now the guy is up in New York. His company has been convicted on all counts criminally of tax fraud, his company, with his name on it. And his CFO is going to jail, and his chief financial officer, Alan Weisselberg. His lawyer already went to jail, Michael Cohen. Their bodies all over the place. This is what Inspector Clouseau comes, you know, the Pink Panther comes on the scene. He goes, I must investigate this. Oh, really? There's a body over there. There's a body over there. Nothing but bodies. I must investigate. Alvin Bragg, I think, frankly, was afraid of the heat going after Trump, and he's becoming less afraid of the heat going after Trump right now with all this business. So, Jack, thanks a lot for calling in. I want to correct something quick that I said the other day, and then we're going to a break, and then there's a lot more to talk about. We had talked about, from a caller, whether or not the governor can appoint somebody to the assembly if Robin Voss vacated it. Well, I said, no, he can't. But in the course of it, I talked about, yes, he can appoint a Supreme Court justice to this vacancy. But I implied that he could appoint a senator, U.S. senator, but not a congressman. That's not correct. Of the 50 states, 37 states let the governor appoint a senator in a vacancy, but 13 don't, and 5 of those a call for a special election and no appointment ability whatsoever. So in Wisconsin, Evers is not going to be able to appoint anybody other than a Supreme Court justice if there's a vacancy. I want to clear that up. We're going to a break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Pride.
Left corner, 3 in the way. Got it.
Excellence.
Yes, it counts. And a foul.
Commitment.
Drops the hammer. Thank you and good night.
For Badgers, they're not just words. They're words to live by.
It's over. Let's have a party.
This is your radio home for the Badgers.
Catch all the Badgers men's basketball action in the Big Ten this year right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
Did you know that the average person has 26,000 days in their life? Once a day is done, it's done. Haven't you always dreamed of doing great things, climbing mountains, helping a family in need, but wondered, where do I start? When you join Girl Scouts, you are given the opportunity to do all kinds of amazing things. Make your life better, the world better. So unleash your potential. Call 888-747-6945 or visit gsnwgl.org and begin the journey right now.
The Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council present the story of Cynthia and Ed.
My mother was always very active and independent, and she was familiar with her neighborhood. But one day, out of the blue, she stopped at the stop sign for much longer than usual. And she didn't know whether she should go forward or turn or just stay at the stop sign. She wasn't even really sure where she was at. She was very concerned. It was very unsettling for her.
It's important for you to talk to someone about it, to bring the family in on it. I felt so much better after my son told me, Mom, I don't want you to worry or be afraid. I'll be there for you and we'll figure it out.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Every day, people begin a difficult and sometimes desperate search for programs that can provide assistance. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, call United Way's 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. How do you locate a support group for widows or housing for an elderly parent? United Way's 211 is free and confidential and provides answers to these questions and more. Dial 211 for community information and referrals, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now for your crudités at 844-967-2789.
I thought they were crudy takes.
Crudies takes. See, man? It all comes back around to Sports Talk Live.
Something like that.
My wife wants some vegetables for crudité.
You know what I mean?
Listen Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
For Civic Media, I'm Melissa Kay with your local news update. The city of Marshfield is debating asking citizens to pay an extra fee to cover emergency services. The city is facing a significant budget deficit and are looking at different options to make up the difference. They are considering how to word the referendum question in a way that will resonate with voters. Officials need to decide soon, as the deadline for the spring election is approaching. If they wait until November's election, their referendum question will be on the same ballot as the Marshfield School District's proposed $90 million one. Stevens Point held a public comment session to get resident feedback on the proposal to change a city ordinance on how a family is defined. Currently, the zoning code restricts single-family homes to one family and one unrelated person. The changes would increase the number of unrelated people from 2 to 3 in an effort to help solve the housing shortage in the community. After 2 hours, no consensus was reached. And that's the news on your locally grown radio station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Lows dip down to about 18 tonight under mainly clear skies, southwesterly winds around 5 miles per hour. Daytime highs approaching 34. Tomorrow, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Lows dip down to about 16. Tomorrow night, mainly clear skies. A dusting of snow Thursday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 31.
To the Department of Justice. Now, on one level, that doesn't surprise me. If you looked at, remember Casey Hutchinson and some of these terrific witnesses, if you looked at all the testimony, you'd think, duh. But, you know, this is a serious matter, and they did their work. Now that the House has turned over and either Kevin McCarthy or somebody like that will be the speaker, you can expect they'll shut that commission down. They're going to come out with a report at the end of this month, because they are in charge until they're swearing in at the beginning of January. But he announced today that they are going to make criminal referrals to the Department of Justice. Now, he didn't say who. He didn't say if it was Trump himself. Plenty of evidence to show it should be Trump, and it may well be Trump. And there are other people around him, Giuliani and others, who were implicated. So stand by. But that is a blockbuster event. And, you know, the Republicans are absolutely tone deaf. You know what Kevin McCarthy said? Kevin McCarthy thinks he's going to be speaker. Kevin McCarthy sent a message to Benny Thompson saying, quote, the January 6th documents don't belong to you. Wait a minute. Kevin McCarthy said that the classified documents that Trump stole did belong to Trump. So, you know, he has a very sliding idea of ownership, very sliding idea of ownership. But stand by. The as they send that to the committee, or I should say as the committee sends it as part of justice, we're talking Jack Smith now. Merrick Garland, in my judgment, took a dive. He took a dive. His ostensible reason was Donald Trump's running for president. Okay. Well, he convenes a special counsel. Special counsel still reports to him. That's a lot of pressure on a special counsel. The usual death threats and the nuts that are out there. This is a particularly tough guy. Trump himself, his administration, were the ones responsible for appointing Jack Smith to be an assistant U.S. attorney in the Middle District of Tennessee. So we're not talking a bleeding heart Democrat in the words of some of these people in the Republican Party. This guy, Republican nominee for assistant U.S. attorney. He just came out, and this was announced today. He has sent subpoenas out to clerks in three states right now. Sent them out, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Arizona. The Arizona subpoenas went to the clerks of two counties, Milwaukee County, Bain County. George Christensen is the clerk of Milwaukee County, and Scott McDonald is the clerk in Dane County. And a pretty broad list, asking for all communications that Trump had with them or they had with Trump. In other words, Trump trying to get him to do something. And not only that, any communications they had with his campaign or his allies. And both Christensen and McDonald said, great, we've already made all this stuff public. We've made it public. So we'll do it again. And I'm glad we're doing it. George Christensen said, I think that they are really getting at the fake electors. And this is a very welcome development because Merrick Garland will be the U.S. Attorney General for two more years, at least. In my judgment, he can go 6 years because Biden will get reelected. And Jack Smith will have plenty of time to do what he's going to do. We're going to the lines. Tom and McFarland, my friend. Thanks for calling Western Mind today, Tom.
Hi, Matt. Just talking as far as Trump and running for office and what this will do to his aspirations. You know, I want to run a theory by you, see what you think as far as his end game. I think Trump is still going to run no matter what happens. He's going to keep going on with the victim card and ginning up his base for it with the intent of, like, if he wins the primary, great. But if it looks like he's not going to, he could threaten Republicans with running an independent run, guaranteeing that there's no way in heck the Republicans are going to take the office. Or he can get his base behind whoever the Republican nominee will be in exchange for the promise of a pardon, making sure that he gets cleared for all of whatever it is that's happening by a Republican president. What do you think?
You know, Tom, I think that your overall premise is exactly true and right. All of the end game stuff there remains to be seen. But here's your underlying premise that I agree with. That is, Trump is not necessarily running to be president, but he will definitely run. I agree with that. I think he'll run even if he's subject to a criminal trial a year from now in New York for a tax fraud or before the DOJ, because he's not going to go to trial in 1 month. So it'll be dragged out. And that'll be theater. He'll love that kind of theater. He'll be free on bail, and he'll go around. Absolutely, you're right. Now, what is his motivation? If he wins, he's not going to win because I don't think he'll get the nomination. And if he does get the nomination, Biden will beat him anyway. But if he won, theoretically, that's a constitutional crisis. if he doesn't get the nomination, I think you're absolutely right. He's going to cry foul. And I don't think he's going to have a very hard time browbeating the Republicans. I'll tell you why. Consider this. The people that have opposed, remember, he came out the other day and said that we should terminate the Constitution. And then he denied he said it. But that isn't what he meant. That's baloney. He did say it. He said all rules, regulations, including the Constitution, that would stop him from becoming president again. Here is the response of the Republican Party, and be very, very mindful of who we're talking about here. Romney mocked him as a rhino. Romney said, well, the Republican Party is a Constitution party. There's a quote. So when he calls to suspend the Constitution, he goes from being MAGA to being rhino. Now, that's a good line. It's funny. But Romney hates him, and he hates Romney, and Romney voted to convict him twice. On the Ukraine impeachment and on the January 6th impeachment. The other senator who went after him was Senator Ben Sasse. Senator Ben Sasse said, quote, the GOP is going to have to choose if they're for the circus clown or if they're for the Constitution. Okay? Now, that's all great, except Ben Sasse didn't run for re-election. He's leaving, and he's going to be the president of the University of Florida. Lisa Murkowski said, quote, it's not only a betrayal of his oath of office, it's an affront to our republic, end quote. That's great, but he insulted Lisa Murkowski for years. She voted to convict him as a result of the January 6th insurrection, and he backed Kelly Trubashka up in Alaska against her, so she doesn't owe him anything. Shelley Moore Caputo of West Virginia said, it's ridiculous to besmirch our Constitution is disgusting. She didn't say disgusting. I'm trying to read my own handwriting. Is ridiculous. To besmirch our Constitution is ridiculous. That's Shelley Moore Caputo. Lindsey Graham said, real weak, snivelly like he usually does, snivelly. Well, that's not really the right thing to do. And John Cornyn of Texas goes, well, it's hard to see how he gets elected. But here's the thing, Tom. These people are not Trump's base. They really are not. Nobody in Trump's base has said anything. In fact, they've all said if he's nominated, they'll support him again. So I think I am convinced, quite frankly, you're right. He'll run no matter what. He'll run at, if he's in jail. Part of his reason for running is to cut a deal. You're right about that. With anybody that, you know, he not go to jail or, you know, he not run again or whatever. But stand by for some really, really kind of bad theater coming up, really bad theater in the next year or so. We're going to the lines. Wisco Paul, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Wisco Paul?
Hey, Matt, thanks for taking my call. I'll make this quick. With the Trump Corporation today and all the other things going on, his base is never going to leave him, are they? I thought it'd be a great day for America today, but it just seems the base is just going to hang with him. So with that, have a great day.
Right. No, Paul, I agree with you, and I agree with Tom, who called in before. He's running. This is not a conventional deal. He's running. His base will be with him. People like Romney and Murkowski and Ben Sasse and Shelley Moore Caputo are not part of his base. They never will be part of his base, and his base will stay with him. And if he wins the primaries, which he could in some of these states, the delegates that they will send, he gets to pick them. They're not going to be your normal looking Republicans. These are going to be people who are election deniers. It's a very serious thing. Jake of Eureka, California, my friend. Thanks for calling, Jake. What's in your mind today?
Yeah, Matt, yes, if the Republican Party would pick the circus clown as their candidate in 2024, and of course they will. The Republican Party is the clown car of American politics. Just one clown after another getting out of that little car, and they're not going to be going anywhere. Trump clearly is guilty on all counts. His company is one big fraud, one big fake company that's been, you know, stealing money not only from, you know, banks and insurance companies, from you, the taxpayers. That's why you pay more in taxes, is so that fake billionaires, you know, like Donald Trump, Vladimir Putin's puppet, can live high on the hog with tax dollars that he should have paid, but didn't. You know, we'll see what happens now. I think Alvin Bragg will be under some severe political pressure if he wants to keep his job there in New York to prosecute. I think Merrick Garland, you know, if he wants to have a second term as attorney general, he's going to need to prosecute. And apparently if the commission says, hey, we have criminal referrals, including Donald Trump, what's Merrick Garland going to do, punt again? I don't think so.
Yeah, good points. Very, very good points. So here's the deal. Just to recap what Jake just said and some of the others have called in, if you didn't dial in at the beginning of the show, the Trump Organization was guilty on all counts of tax fraud in New York. Alvin Bragg, in my view, chickened out initially and didn't go after Trump himself. But I believe that now when he has Alan Weisselberg pleading guilty, he's the CFO, and the Trump Organization guilty on all counts, Bragg may think, okay, I can get a little courage. I'll go after Trump now. I think that that's something that if Bragg doesn't do that, there are people in New York, and I'm talking about people in the Democratic Party who've been talking about impeaching him and get him out of there. This guy hasn't done anything. But so far, he can say, hey, I got a conviction against by plea against Weisselberg, even though he let him off for 5 months in jail. And I got a, you know, it's not he that did it. Professional prosecutors did it. Got a conviction against the Trump Organization. And Jake, one good piece of news the other day, just before the jury came in, it was reported that Bragg's office is now gearing up and looking at Trump personally again. So stand by. The other thing that Jake brought up, which I think is important, is that Benny Thompson today, because we talked about this earlier in the show, said that there's going to be a criminal referral. Doesn't say if it's for Trump. But if it is for Trump, and frankly, if it isn't for Trump, the attorney general doesn't need a referral from Congress to prosecute anybody. They have evidence up the wazoo. The Pink Panther would say there's enough evidence here. The Pink Panther would come in and go, Inspector Clouseau, I see a body. Oh, I see a lot of bodies. I mean, come on, guys. So if there is a criminal referral of Trump, which there may be, because Liz Cheney is a pretty tough cookie and Raskin and these other guys on that committee. I think if Garland does not prosecute, then Garland shouldn't be the attorney general anymore. Certainly not a second four-year term. Jack Smith, though, is a tough prosecutor. And Jack Smith, it may very well be that they'll do good cop, bad cop. And Jack Smith, as the special prosecutor, will prosecute him. That requires Garland to sign off. Even though he's a special prosecutor, Garland can say if he wants to be like Caesar's wife above reproach, he thinks he's going to be a Supreme Court justice or something. Well, the prosecutor in whom I have great confidence decided to do it, and I will defer to him. You know, like, who knows what he's going to do? But the point of the matter is, this is not a normal period in American history. We have not seen a president like this.
Egg Country Farm Credit Services helps customers manage expenses by leveraging the power of the cooperative. We're absorbing a portion of interest rate increases, providing a competitive interest rate with farm cash management, and awarding cash dividends with an annual goal of 1% patronage. Contact us and discover the power of our cooperative. This is not an offer for the sale of farm cash management investment accounts or AgriBank money market investments. Such investments are not insured by or a direct obligation of the U.S. government. FCM investments can only be purchased directly from AgriBank FCB. Certain terms and conditions apply to FCM accounts.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action. Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
No one ever made a highlight from the sidelines. Get in the game, join the conversation with WFHR's Playmakers. Call in Monday mornings from 10:06 to 11 with your sports thoughts. And Tuesday through Friday, listen in while we talk with some of the most insightful, intriguing people in Morning Magazine. Talk radio that speaks to you. Get in the game, join the conversation at 10:06 Mondays with Playmakers. And Tuesday through Friday, Morning Magazine on WFHR, locally grown radio.
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
36 degrees.
A progressive voice for rural Wisconsin. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at WAUKradio.com.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. I want to talk about the 8th Senate District here in Wisconsin. And this is a message from a former party chairman, which is me, to a Democrats out there, and to anybody listening who's thinking of being a Democratic candidate. Here's the development. I broke it yesterday. I want to emphasize that Janelle Branchon, Menominee Falls, one of the assembly people in that Senate district, every Senate district has three assemblymen and women. Janelle Branchon represents she's in Menominee Falls. This guy, Dan Knodel, I think in Germantown. And there's Deb Andrack in the North Shore. She's the Democrat and two Republicans. Democrat Deb Andrack has looked at it and said she's not going to run, and I respect that. She's new, basically relatively a couple of terms into the assembly, and she wants to do a job. So right now, there are no Democratic candidates, but there are three Republicans. Janelle Branchon, Dan Knodel, and a guy named Robert Albrightson from Brown Deer, and I don't know anything about him. Now, let me tell you something. This is, yes, it's gerrymandered Republican, but not as bad as other parts in the state. And the North Shore and some of the suburbs are getting pretty fed up with Donald Trump. And I am going to describe what I would call a bank shot and pull. Do not think a Democrat can't win this. If you are a young teacher, lawyer, as somebody who is able to run for this, is a time to run for this. You have until the beginning of January to get your nomination papers, and the party will help you. It would be a great career move, and you will certainly be the nominee. And here is the theory. Janelle Branchon is as right-wing Trump supporter as Marjorie Taylor Greene or Lauren Boebert, those kind of people. Anybody who is a conventional Republican isn't going to want her, and no Democrat will want her. However, she's in a three-way primary in February off year. There'll be a minuscule turnout, 10%. I'll be amazed if it's 10%. The hardcore people will come out, really hardcore. The Trump people will come out. When Trump endorsed Adam Steen against Robin Voss in the Mount Pleasant area, Racine, Adam Steen came within 300 votes of beating the speaker, Robin Voss. And Robin Voss was a guy who hired Gableman and tried to suck along to Trump. Adam Steen was in his 20s and totally without any credential to be in the assembly. He almost won. Do not discount the Trump base. Janelle Branchon, in my judgment, may well be the nominee. Daniel Knodel comes across dry as dust. The guy, you know, he goes, oh, well, you know, I get along with other Republicans. People don't like people who get along with other Republicans. People don't like people who get along with Robin Voss. Even in the Republican Party, they don't like that anymore. Knodel's making a big mistake. And Albrightson, I don't know him. But also, these three are going in with 10% turnout. This isn't the Republican primary. If you're a Democrat, you're not running the Republican primary. And the hardcore Trump base, to a man and woman, will vote for Janelle Branchon. She's the one that wanted to decertify the 2020 election. Dan Canodo and Albrightson will split people who don't like the Trump base. Dan Canodo will get people who like Robin Voss. Well, the very few people like Robin Voss. Take a look at his district. He wins by 300 votes over a non-entity, and he's the speaker in his own district. It's not a winning message to go, Robin Voss likes me. People are going to go, well, Robin Voss likes you. I'm not voting for you. Okay? And Albrightson, since nobody knows him, everybody will assume that, well, maybe he's a moderate. So some moderate Republican votes will go to him. They'll be taken away from Dan Canodo. And my, you know, I'm not going to make a prediction in a 10% turnout, but it's very possible that Janelle Branchon wins that and is the nominee with the Trump base, and Canodo and Albrightson come in second and third, respectively. It's very possible. Now, if Janelle Branchon is the nominee, you, Mr. Democrat, Ms. Democrat, can beat her. That is something that the overall voters in April, which will be a larger turnout than the February primary, are not going to put up with. The reason I call it a bank shot in pool is because, yeah, flat on, you may not look on it as having a real shot because of gerrymandering. But you put it off the side, and she is vulnerable. She is exposed. And the people who should be thinking about this, people who might want a career in politics, if you're a county supervisor, a mayor, an alderman in a small town, you know, you're just on some board, or you're known and well-regarded, and you teach, you're a lawyer. It's a great thing to get your name around for your law practice. Sign up, call Ben Winkler, the chairman in Madison, say, I want to be the nominee. And he can put the machinery to get you your nomination papers in 2 or 3 days. And there will be some money coming in from the Democratic Party for flyers, and you go door to door. And I'll tell you something, the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, and no journalist in this state is going to be for Janelle Branchon. They're going to come out and say that she's as incompetent as Ron Johnson. And this is not one, this is a short period of time you can be slimed in some kind of advertising, because she doesn't have any money and nobody pays attention. It's a February primary. This is a jewel just sitting there waiting to be taken, to be plucked. Listen to me. If you are a young person, I don't care if you're 19. Fred Kessler got elected to the assembly when he was 19 years old. There's a guy in the inner city of Milwaukee got elected when he was, I think, 18 years old. Just get it. Are you a young Dem? Are you the head of the young Dems in your high school? No, run for this thing. This is a choice selection, a very, very choice selection. And do it. Just do it right now. Because if January 1st comes along and you've blown it and she's the nominee, you are going to regret it. You really are. And I'm going to regret it because I don't want to see her in the state Senate. And if you get that state Senate seat, you deny them a veto-proof Senate. Think about that. Think about that. Somebody out there has got to be thinking about that. Okay, there's a lot to get to. We got to most of it, didn't get to all of it. Great calls, as always. Remember, today is election day in Georgia. Today is election day in Georgia. Last poll, Warnock ahead by 2 points. But that and a buck will get you on the bus. That doesn't say anything about what really is going to happen. Stay tuned tonight. Pay attention tonight. We'll know tomorrow morning, whether we have an extra vote and can minimize Manchin's cinema, some of the big votes. Matt Flynn Direct, back same time, same place tomorrow. Sign off for today.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster.
Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening.